Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
On this Wednesday, I am thinking about college in America. I have a daughter at Fordham and a son entering campus life next September. But where? I have three alma maters: Marist College, history degree; Boston University, master's in broadcast journalism; Harvard, master's in public administration. Fordham is under control on campus, but Boston U has been overrun by social justice warriors. Harvard is now completely run by leftists, and working class Marist College now dominated by the left as well. That means that traditional or conservative students are often intimidated at some schools. This is a brutal situation, years in the making. And the presence of Donald Trump in the White House has made campus politics much worse. At the ultra-liberal Brown University in Rhode Island, some loon even postured that Trump supporters should be banned from campus because they make students feel unsafe. Maybe Brown should have a degree in snowflaking. What is truly unsafe is suppression of freedom of expression by many American colleges. If I wanted my kids to experience totalitarianism, I'd send them to the University of Havana, which is not all that much different than what higher learning has become here in the USA. Now this.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.